Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, we are willing to pay $100. It is Morally Gray Week on The Burt Show. I don't know why I love that saying so much.
It's funny.
Morally Gray Wednesday. Your spouse has no idea about what. If your confession, if we feel it's real, we will hook you up with $100. She's calling herself Drea, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, what's the secret you've been holding on to your spouse doesn't know about?
Okay, so for a couple of years, we have had we play piano lessons more often a week than we used to. And so sometimes when I'm tired of playing the piano, I fake the crescendo.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh. Yeah, of course.
Breaking news. Spork found in the kitchen.
Right. If you're new to the show, playing the piano for us means intimate times.
Yep.
So what's the percentage of fakeage over the last couple of years for you?
Well, sometimes there are multiple. And so maybe one might be authentic and then the others are crescendo. So I think in a week, probably six.
Six.
You fake six. That's a lot.
So, six.
Not that I'm not crescendoing sometimes, but to flip the ego some, you know, inflate the ego.
What's the percentage?
What's the percentage of fakes that you have?
I'd say 45.
45? It's almost half. Almost half. Bless your little heart. All right, hold on. We'll hook you up with $100 there.
Sounds like Drea needs an Emmy.
Hey, in baseball terms, that guy's hitting like 550. So
he's a Hall of Famer.
He's good.
All right. All right. Let's go with Mary. Mary, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. What's the secret you're keeping from your spouse?
Good morning. So, I am currently in the middle of a divorce now, but back when I was married, we're getting to a tumultuous end to where the police were called, and I ended up hooking up with one of the police that showed up that night.
What is it with cops?
I don't know. So you mean the officer that was called to whatever was happening at your home, you ended up hooking up with him, and you hooked up with him not like later, but actually that night of the altercation?
Not the same night, but one of the following nights when my ex was at work because I work from home. No regrets.
How did you get in contact with Hot Cop?
I joined Tinder.
And you saw him and you were like, that's the guy that came to my house the other day?
So he had a profile, but he was like, it was one of those ones where he's like, I'm a cop. I can't really show my disguise. And then I gave him my Snapchat and we snapped and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, were you by chance at a call at with my address? And he's like, oh my God.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe it's a small town. We're all looking at each other incredulously.
You want to give the 100?
Yeah, I don't
What
care.
If we get 45?
At this point. Yeah, she gets the 100.
We can fake the other 55.
All right, our first dude calling this morning. Okay, John, what does your spouse not know about? Your big confession for 100 bucks.
Okay, so this happened back when we were first dating. Things were getting hot and heavy. We were taking a shower together. And, you know, on the Bird Show, you guys have spoke about washcloths,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
And how some people don't use a washcloth. Some people use two washcloths. I'm a person that uses two washcloths.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So my second washcloth is for my face. It's for another part of my body.
Right.
And my spouse assumed that I was using it for my face, so she decided to use it for her face. We were in the shower together.
So she cleaned her face with your butt and balls.
Yeah.
And probably a little Dove in there as well.
Damn. And you never said anything to her.
To this day.
Yeah.
That one's very believable. Less.
Yep. All right. There's $100. Hold on 1 second. Where am I going, Tommy? Hey, Tori, good morning.
Tori.
Good morning.
You know when you can get, like, sign up to have your paycheck distributed into different accounts? Well, I have, my like, 10% of every paycheck put into a separate account to pay for a wedding ring that I lost, and I hope he doesn't notice until I can get saved up to buy a new one.
Oh
my God. So how are you hiding the fact you lost the wedding ring?
Well, I wear a couple of different bands because I work in a field where I can't really wear a band to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like something that I take on and off regularly anyways. And I've been so heartbroken about it, and I didn't have the heart to tell him. So I just decided I'd save up until I can pay for it again.
All right, well, let's help you out with it. Here's another $100.
There you go. That is definitely right.
The Bird Show.
Now that I am planning a wedding, I must have put this on Instagram at some point or another. My whole algorithm now is about planning weddings and the racket that the wedding industry is. I got this email that I want to, not an email, but I saw this on Reddit the other day about a mom that's canceling her wedding, and I'll get into in just a second. But so I'm involved in the wedding planning. It's the first time I've done that.
Mm.
And I've been married before.
So Isn't it neat?
So this is new for me.
And you were engaged before too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, well, we never even got to the planning stages. So yeah. But in this one here, we're going back and forth and we're picking out color schemes. And when I say we, she is, and getting me, and I give the approval on it, I don't care. But at least I know what's going on this one.
What do you care about? Like, as
marrying
far-
Amanda.
Well, of course.
That's really it. I want to be on the beach, marrying Amanda, having our best friends around. I don't care what happens after that.
All right. So as far as caring about the wedding, location and marrying her, that's it for you. You are good to go with anything else.
Anything else to me is great.
Flavor of cake, don't care.
No.
Flowers, don't care.
No.
What you wear, don't care.
Yes. Okay. I do care about that.
Okay.
She sent me, I think, as a joke the other day, some suggestions what I should wear, but I think it was a joke because it was ridiculous. hold on. I'll show these to you. You know her as well as I do, if not better. I think, unless she wants me to look like a complete douchebag on our wedding day, look at this.
Oh, wait.
I think.
He's passing the phone to Kristen.
And then you can describe exactly what they are.
Cassie and I know Amanda pretty well.
This is so not me.
Though. Oh, dude.
She's joking, right?
Oh, my God.
Is it a joke or is it serious?
Oh, that's definitely a joke. That was the
explain,
first one.
Explain what it looks like.
Is that from Game of Thrones? So the second one, it's obviously white linen. And it looks honestly like a sleeveless maxi dress.
It does.
It's like a deep V jumpsuit. Very deep V, but it shows off all the pectoral muscles and the arm muscles. And then the one before that, it Oh, wow.
I would take that as a compliment.
It's basically if you went to Mexico and met a really hot guy at a bar who's like, I'm also a shaman and can take you on a guided ayahuasca trip.
Right.
Yes. It looks like something Justin Baldoni would wear.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she wants to role play that. Cool, but not on my wedding day.
No, not the second option. This is like a poncho.
Yeah.
A poncho, Jesus sandals, and linen pants.
White linen, though.
You cannot wear chacos on your wedding day.
I'm not.
Oh, my God. And the little... There were like little balls.
Yes.
Designed.
I couldn't tell if she was joking or not, but yes. I did text back like, you are effing kidding, right?
She's kidding.
She was kidding?
Those are jokes, especially the second one. There's no way.
Okay.
Ooh, look, I got his phone and I have his text exchange with him and Amanda. Should I just start like rolling?
Don't do that.
Let me see.
Although I don't think there's anything to hide, but... So there was that, and I'll tell you what, and she is a professional photographer, and she told me straight off the bat that the one thing that we're probably going to spend a little bit more on is photography and videography. I didn't know what that meant, right? So we're doing this wedding in Tulum, Mexico, and it's not going to be a high-end wedding. I mean, that's not really us anyway. It's kind of a boho-type wedding. It's going to be very down-to-earth. It's at a small boutique hotel. With the amount of people that we're going to have there, we're pretty much going to own the entire... It's really going to be for friends and family. This is exactly what I want right here. But, and I think the initial cost on it was $13,000 for the entire wedding. Everything.
That's
good. $13,000?
Isn't that the same cost when you busted your garage door when you went through and your insurance was...
That was $15,000. So my entire wedding is going to cost less than the top of my Bronco that I ripped off on my garage, right? So I'm like, $13,000 for every... Now I'm starting to question her a little bit. Like, are we sure this is legit? Like,
are you getting scammed?
I mean, this is like covering everything for $13,000, like the food, everything out, right? But I trust her, right? I trust her. And all the reviews, and there are thousands of them, are saying this place is great, right? So I'm cool. $13,000 for the wedding. But she hits me up with the photographer the other day, and the cost was $4,500.
Worth it. That's a great price.
Yeah. And it's the one thing that lives on after your wedding. Like, everything else is just for that day, but you'll always get to look back on photos and videos.
So we were going back and forth on it a little bit. I'm like, Amanda, the cost of this thing is $13,000, and you're looking at a photographer for $4,500 per capita here, fractionally. That seems ridiculous to me. Like... That's a $4,500 photographer in the United States. But if we're paying $13,000 in Mexico, then shouldn't the photographers be cheaper in Mexico also?
If they're lower quality, yeah.
Did you just not say to your fiance's face, who is a professional photographer?
You don't know what she's doing.
That the cost of the photography of the photographer was ridiculous when that is her livelihood and that is what she does for a living.
Just listen to the common sense of it. Just listen to the common sense. Again, if the entire wedding is $13,000 in Mexico, we are saving money by doing it in Mexico, then shouldn't the cost of the photographer be less in Mexico than it is in the United States as well?
No, because you want quality photos and they are going to last you for your life. It's literally what you'll be looking at. And the photographer has one shot to get it right. So you want someone who knows what they're doing. And as someone who's done freelance photography and has shot a wedding, never again. Never again that pressure. It is terrible. $4,500 for a good photographer at a destination wedding is a steal.
She found one that she absolutely loves. And I just said, can you do me a favor and just get a second and a third opinion on it before we spend the $4,500?
Could you imagine, can you just please
get a second opinion on it?
Second opinion here, it's worth it. Third opinion,
it's worth it. No, fourth opinion, it's worth it.
Maybe it was more like, hey, can you get a second and third quote? It wasn't really an opinion, okay?
Because I just love how you're telling the professional photographer.
I'm just saying, get another quote. That's all.
Here's another quote. I'm happy to come shoot your wedding for $10,000.
So she did get two more quotes, and they were more than this photographer. Now, I don't know if she sought out photographers that weren't going to give her a bigger quote, but $4,500 just seemed... When you're looking at $13,000, seem like a large chunk.
Here's a quote from me. I think you should listen to your fiance.
And I am. Yeah. And I even said to her, I'm like, why am I? Why? I mean, I know you're going to end up with the photographer that you want. So why am I even like volunteering any kind of opinion on it at all?
Could you imagine if Bart was going to do a remote broadcast from Mexico and Amanda came in and was like, why is your microphone so expensive? Shouldn't it be cheaper? You don't really need that quality mic.
I was just saying fractionally, it didn't make any sense to me. All right, so here is the am I being an a-hole, although I think I just did one.
Yes, the answer is yes. Always a resounding yes.
So this one comes from a mom, right? And she says, our daughter got engaged a few months ago, and we're very happy for her, and we think her fiancé is a great guy. They told us the happy news and advised that they wanted to have two weddings, one here in Southern California, where our daughter grew up and most of her family is, and one in Ohio, where they currently live and where her fiancé's family and friends are. The two wedding plans were done primarily since both have elderly relatives with that no longer travel. Okay. We're fine with this plan and offered to pay for the Southern California wedding entirely since it obviously accommodates our friends and our family. And hosting a wedding in Southern California is much more expensive than hosting one in Ohio.
Why? They're practically the same.
Yeah, practically. Ohio, California is practically the same state.
Ohio is the California of the Midwest.
Yeah. Dayton, Los Angeles. Interchangeable.
Yep.
They told us that they would pay for half of the Ohio wedding and that her fiance's parents would pay for the other half. We discussed potential dates and venues here in Southern California with them. They got their approval before putting down any deposits. We all agreed that the Southern California wedding would be the legal wedding, especially since it was scheduled to take place 2 months before the Ohio wedding. Today, we were informed that they intended for the Ohio wedding to be the legal wedding. Now we are struggling with the issue of why we are even having a Southern California wedding if it's basically fake and not legally binding. So they go on to ask if they're being the a-holes or not because they've already put deposits down. They're going to lose $5,000, but they're referring to it as the fake wedding and not the real one. So now they're saying, like, we're just going to cancel the Southern California wedding and we'll do the one in Ohio.
She's an a-hole.
She's being an a-hole.
Absolutely.
Total a-hole. Put the credit card down, Mom and Dad.
It's not a fake wedding. It's a wedding for the Southern California friends and family. Whether it's legally binding or not, you are professing your love in front of your friends and family. So they live in Ohio.
Right.
That's why they want to get their marriage license in Ohio. That makes total sense. So that'll be whether it comes first, whether it comes second. It, like, she's getting bogged down in semantics, right? She's getting bogged down in just that one little fact that, oh, well, because this isn't going to be the legally binding ceremony, then all of a sudden it's for naught. That's not true. Like, I love that this couple is thinking of their elderly family, and instead of trying to force people to travel, they're like, no, we'll do something here and we'll do something here. That way everybody can attend and see us profess our love for each other. You're an a-hole, man. Like, it's you're making... I really feel like you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
And I think this person is forgetting, too, like, the ceremony of a wedding is binding. If you're religious, it's in the eyes of God. That's the binding. The legal part is separate. That's just letting the government know, like, yo, we decided to combine our lives. So professing in front of your family and friends and the SoCal wedding is going to be first. That's, if in my mind, that's the real wedding. Mm-hmm. It's just the documentation that comes later.
Mm-hmm. Weddings and funerals, man, they bring out the worst in everybody. I think this is bringing out the worst in you guys. Shut up and pay up.
The only question I have in this whole scenario is, how much is the photographer going to be?
Are they having two? Do they have to pay double the photographer?
They do, but you can find one for $1,000 in California and another one for just $1,000 in Ohio. Everybody's happy. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Blackmail feels like such a TV or movie thing that you rarely know people that are blackmailed in real life. But Rebecca here is saying, happening to her.
Yeah, I am literally being blackmailed by my best friend, which may seem surprising to anyone else. It's not shocking to me because I hate him.
I hate your best friend.
I hate my best friend. I always have. I probably always will. I guess this is not relatable to most other people. Like, I love him. I love him. I hate him, but I love him. I was in his wedding. He's like the brother that I never wanted. That's what it feels like. He's like my older brother that I never asked for. And I love him so much. And I pray often that he'll step on a Lego.
I do find it fascinating because not many people refer to the person who is blackmailing them as their best friend. Normally when somebody does that, you've lost the best friend label because, you know, I don't know. You're blackmailing me.
Yeah, this is kind of just in a long line of shenanigans from him. It's very par for the course, hence the hatred. So he is blackmailing me because I have something he wants. And that is what I have in my hand right here. It is a Pokemon card.
Oh, it's shiny.
Yes, it's holographic.
And it's in a case, which means it's important.
Exactly. It is in a protective sleeve. This is the 2025 Eevee Reverse Holo card.
No which, way.
Yes. And if
you don't
I was,
know what that means.
No idea. Zero idea.
Wait, did you say reverse holo?
Reverse holo. Look at it. I go like this. Ooh, and it's kind of shiny. Yeah. So if I was to go online right now and sell this on like eBay, I could sell this for, no joke, $3.
$3.
$3.
$3. Well, no wonder why you have it in that case.
I know. $3.17. Jackson and I just looked it up right before I came on.
I have lip glosses that cost more than that.
Yes. He just wants it because he likes Eevee. And this is sort of a limited edition card. It's kind of special in some fashion or manner. I don't know. My boyfriend gave it to me because I'm basic and Eevee is my favorite Pokemon.
Okay.
So he wants this card. He texted me, and I'll read you the texts. He texted me on Friday, give me the Eevee Pokemon card or else. And then he sent me a photo. And after the photo, he said, I will be showing this to Kyle, my boyfriend, next time I see him, if you do not hand me that card. And I replied, if you do that, I will end it all in front of both of you. And that's because this is a major threat. The photo that he sent me is a picture of me on picture day in seventh grade.
Oh, I bet you're adorable.
Oh, adorable is a word that cannot be used in this context.
Didn't you say that people in school thought you were shy but gorgeous?
That was in high school. So here's what happened to me. I had a clinical case of ugly duckling syndrome. When I was in middle school, I always say that I wasn't bullied, but I'm not so sure. I think I was just oblivious. I like just didn't notice that I was being bullied because I was called Rebecca Mancaster. That was like my big nickname. Which is appropriate because I had a female mustache that I couldn't get rid of because I had to get laser hair removal and you can't shave it off. Wow. You just have to go to middle school and wear your female mustache and people call you Rebecca Mancaster.
Somebody should have organized a 5K for you.
Honestly, I should have. So, I was interesting looking. I
that is not the way you want to be described.
Yes.
Interesting.
I had braces and I never wanted to show my braces. So I always smiled with a very closed lip smile. I didn't touch my eyebrows. They were very thick. And for some reason, every time I smiled, I would like cock my eyebrow up a little bit. So it looked like a little mysterious.
My God. You're describing like every Disney villain ever.
I look like a Disney villain. I showed Jackson and Tommy this photo that I'm about to send you. And their response is, we're strong to what I look like in my seventh grade picture day. I also just noticed in the photo that I am wearing half of a best friend's necklace, like the heart. No one else was wearing the other half.
Aww. Yeah, that's because you were your own best friend.
I think I thought it made me seem very mysterious and cool, like I had a secret best friend in Canada who no one knew about.
Rebecca Lancaster. Time
Rebecca
out.
Mancaster.
No. You bought a best friend because those came together,
yes,
right? Because
yes.
Like, and like, I think most young girls, LYLAS, love you like a sis, we had them. You bought the set, but didn't give the other part of the heart to a friend. You just wore one side.
I had a best friend, Alexa, my best friend from kindergarten. I bought it for us. I gave it to her on her birthday, and she refused to wear it because she's a gold girl, and it was silver.
Honey.
I know.
Between this and the mustache, man, this was a tough life.
I also didn't know how to do my hair. It was very thick and kind of curly, so I always put it in a bun. So what you're going to see looks like a wig. It's not. It's just my hair in a bun. So I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to pass this around, the photo of me in seventh grade. And you guys have to tell me if I need to hand over this card or if I can send this to Kyle. Okay, here we go. Bert, you can see it first.
Well, ain't that something?
Would her boyfriend never be able to look at her the same again after seeing that photograph?
Yes, he will. He'll look at this. If he loves you unconditionally, he will not get ick by this. You are kind of adorable in a mannish kind of way.
Just hold it up for the rest of us.
I literally look like Uncle Pedro.
Oh, you do look like you belong in that Napoleon Dynamite movie.
Yeah. Why are your arms crossed?
I don't know. It was awkward.
So I think that he could look past it and still love you, but be sure you don't want children.
Oh my God.
Jackson said she looks like Danielson from Karate Kid.
Damn, I'm trying to figure out like who you look like. It's definitely a male.
I look like Salma Hayek's son.
I think the Karate Kid analogy is pretty good.
Your skin is amazing, though. Yeah. Like, glowing throughout the routine.
I think covered in Maybelline Dream Mousse.
Keep the card. I think you're safe.
Okay.
You're safe.
The Burt Show.